Thank you, Mike. Our final batch of stories is a mixed bag. We start with a tale of disappointed Norwich City fans. This is then followed by a story of a very thankful man meeting a team of people who saved his life.
Excitement among fans queuing at Carrow Road for seats at Norwich City's Premier League match against West Ham was marred by ongoing disappointment over a new ticketing system. The Canaries are playing the Hammers on Saturday, August the 31st, at the London Stadium. Some 2,500 away fan tickets for the match went on sale and sold out within 40 minutes, with fans queuing at Carrow Road from 6 a.m. to secure themselves a seat. However, many expressed dissatisfaction with changes to the membership system, which meant that many of the 7,000 fans who'd paid £50 for a Premier membership would miss out on tickets. Norwich City has previously defended the new tiered membership system, but declined to comment further. Brothers Dan and Adrian Hall, age 52 and 55, have been Norwich City season ticket holders for 30 years, and they were among the first to arrive at Carrow Road. But they said it was years since they'd had to queue for tickets. Dan said, "After the issues around the Liverpool game, it's created the desire to get here early. But the people who don't get tickets this time, will they be here even earlier next time? The points system had very few complaints against it. This is about the ability to buy loyalty. They should make the effort for folks who've made the effort to queue." Norwich City's chief operating officer, Ben Kensel, previously said that the new membership system would work for fans if given time to bed in, and that fans had been consulted on the changes.
A painter has been reunited with the response team who saved his life following a cardiac arrest. Kevin Bird was working at a house in Ringland when he began to feel tight pains in his chest. The 61-year-old, who lives in Reefham, managed to sit down in his van, but as the agony grew worse, he realised this was far more serious than just heartburn. Having crawled into the house, he phoned his wife Rachel and she alerted the ambulance service. A vehicle for Norfolk Accident Rescue Service, NARS, a charity responding to seriously ill patients in remote areas, was then sent to Mr. Bird's aid. Upon arrival, NARS first responder, Steve Maddams, knew something was wrong and immediately called for an ambulance. Further medical assistance arrived, including an air ambulance and NARS chairman Chris Neal, before Mr. Bird was transported to hospital via road ambulance. Fortunately, Mr. Bird has since made a full recovery and was even permitted to go on holiday with his wife just 3 weeks later. And yesterday, 2 months after the heart attack, he was reunited with a life-saving team at the new NARS base in Dereham, where he became the first person to sign the charity's survivor wall.
Norwich Historic Churches Trust has secured a £218,000 grant towards repairs at St John de Sepulchre on the corner of Finkelgate and Burr Street. The church, mentioned in the Domesday Book, is one of 25 in the city founded during the 10th century, although much of it now dates from the medieval period. However, structural issues have left the building at risk. In 2018, Historic England provided a development grant which allowed NHCT to carry out architectural investigations and develop a project. It's provided the latest grant to enable the restorations to go ahead. The repairs, due to start in November and to be completed in 2020, will also enable the building to be removed from the Heritage at Risk register. Mark Wilson, NHCT Conservation Manager, said, "We're very grateful to Historic England for supporting this project to save such a beautiful church and an important piece of Norwich's history. We're incredibly lucky to have access to so many medieval church buildings in Norwich, and we believe they're a vital part of Norwich's cultural heritage and are something that should be cherished and cared for." He added, "We still have £12,000 to raise before the project is fully funded, so any contributions would be gratefully appreciated." Dr. Natalie Gates, Partnerships Team Leader at Historic England in the East of England, said, St John de Sepulchre is an outstanding example of an East Anglian medieval church. It's one of 31 surviving medieval parish churches in Norwich. It was restored in the late 19th century, benefiting from the Victorians' interest in reviving medieval architectural styles. After becoming redundant in 1984, it was used by an Eastern Orthodox congregation between 1986 and 2009. It stood empty for a number of years before being used by wedding and ceremonies venue, the Flint Room, the tenants of which have supported NHCT in the restoration project.
Two famous Norwich institutions have joined forces. Gerald will take over the management of the Refectory Cafe at Norwich Cathedral on September the 16th. The cafe staff will carry on under new management. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "We recognise the need to appoint experts in the field to manage the Refectory Cafe and to take it forward. This is a route taken by many cathedrals across the country that want to offer hospitality as part of the ministry, but do not always have the expertise in-house." John Adams, Gerald's trading and marketing director, said the firm was delighted to be working with Norwich Cathedral. He said it is a great timing ahead of a busy year next year at the cathedral and Gerald celebrating its 250th anniversary.
Well, that's it. We've now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You're receiving this recording because you've provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Don't forget to return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label, and popping it in the postbox. All postage paid, no stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording.
We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Trevor Wood and Judy Hawkins. Our recorders this week was Peter Murch and the editor was Carol Matavich. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now, it's goodbye from...
From me, John Francis...
and Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.